Good evening. I am calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board into session for April 11th, 2024. Everybody rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that the full board is in attendance. Is there any county staff here tonight?
Just me. I was on with the commissioners and us.
Welcome. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to comment? Seeing that there is none, approval of the minutes for March 28th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for approval of the town board minutes for March 28th, 2024.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for April 11, 2024. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening for April 11, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? Planning and zoning. ZC-24-0074, Cantor, Randy, and Joey, zone change to reclassify 0.7 acres from an H2 general highway frontage zone to CG zone for future commercial development, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway and the north side of English Avenue within Whitney. Is there an applicant in here?
Yeah.
Seeing that there is none, I would like to make a motion to hold this item so they have to appear before us instead of going on to the BCC.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, most definitely.
That's the motion on the floor, if everybody understands. Mm-hmm. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. We're gonna hold this item for the next agenda. General business, anybody?
You can say
nope.
No, not yet. Next.
Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here for public comment? Please step up and state your name.
Karen Miller, 5472 Wells Bay Drive, the CDAP committee member just to report on what happened with the funds and allocations and stuff that we have this year. So the project that's here in our district is the Coppertina Trails. They put in a submission for different funding grants. One was for the math, the one grant that was the COVID relief funds that was over time funding availability. And then for So all three of the different portions of the application that the Tropicana Trail submitted for grant funds unanimously was like one on all of the applicants that they put in for. And it did go through to the county commission and they approved the recommendations for the Tropicana Trails to move forward on the grant funds that were recommended by the county commission. There, of course, were other different projects that were in the mix as well, but this is one that was in the town. And so the other ones, there was a total of six projects that were fully funded for the home, which is they were asking for the committee to really look at the projects and make sure that they're serving anybody from 30% to 50% AMI and the jurisdiction that they were actually built in. And so the committee did a really good job this year going with the recommendations of serving that population. There's one that only got partially funded, but they said that, I don't know if they were actually, but they did get partially funded. So there's a chance that that project will move forward with future funds to fully fund it maybe next year. Questions on the project?
We can't have.
I know you guys are fully first on Tropicana Trails. Jared and I were very happy to see that for the first time probably in forever, that the committee actually took our area seriously. This project on the list. There's been other times in the years where the project with innovation properties was at the bottom of the list.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing that there is none, the next meeting date is scheduled for May 2nd, 2024. We are adjourned.